purpose of man's, of God's man. One of the things that I feel that we're going to have to do, y'all, and y'all going to have to help me, and we're going to have to help each other. For that reason, on Wednesday night, I felt to mention also we're starting a new kind of study. The study is centered around ministering to people, because I am determined, and I believe, and I'm praying that we're going to reach our men. I believe we are. Men are different than women. Men are different than women. Brother Jalen in the house. How you doing, Brother Jalen? All right. Good to see you, man. Men are different than women. And we are in a crisis, y'all, of men, of God's men. I said we're in a crisis. We don't know the impact of not having godly men. The world needs godly men. Every woman say, I want a good man. That's what they say. Good men are hard to find. That can go both ways. But I believe God has done something in the man that can reach the world. But if the light of the man is gone out, where our neighborhood is going to be? We're in some of the situations we're in today, not because the devil is busy, but because God's man is absent. A God man. That's what I want to talk about. It seems like when we look at this text, we always focus on one or two things, either the prodigal or the other son. And that's good, because Jesus tells a story about being lost and being found, and he puts that with two other parables. But in these parables, sometimes when God talks to us, he's saying a whole lot of things that we can get out of it at one time. And in this particular parable right here, I want us to look at something just a little bit more intense. I know we looked at it before, but I know that we have dealt with it before. But the Bible speaks of a certain man. And everyone else that's referred to in the parable, for some reason, Jesus referred to them either as a citizen, a son, or servant. There is only one person that he identified as a man, and that was the father. He said, a certain man, not a certain boy, not a certain wannabe, because God is looking for certain men. Growing up and getting old don't make you a man. Making babies don't make you a man. Looking hard and mean and walking the streets don't make you a man. Beating people up don't make you a man. Only God can make a man out of you. And we need more men that are made by God. Amen. In the text, there's one man, and you got something playing in the background. Sound like Minister Clyde from Friday night playing in the background. Y'all hear that? It's because my ears are good. Yeah. The first thing I want to talk about real briefly is this father. He's the only one I want to talk about, because he's the only one identified as a man in the text. The placing of a man and the presence of a man is powerful, y'all. Brothers, here's the mandate. Sisters, y'all may just have to stand by. But what you can do is you can cheer me on as I talk to the brothers. Young men that's trying to be men, I want you to hear me right quick. I don't know everything, but I know some things. I was raised by a man. My daddy was a man. He came home every day. He worked hard. He loved my mama. Oh, he loved my mama. He would have got rid of all love for mama, wouldn't he? And he taught me how to work. From this father, let me just talk real quick. The power. Here's the mandate. Look at the power of a man. Here's a father. He has two sons. Look at it, it says, and a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me, and he divided unto them his living. To do that takes power. He could have made a decision. No, I don't owe you nothing. But he made a decision that if you want what you think is due to you, and if you feel like the grass is greener on the other side, then in order to be a man, I got to be powerful enough to let you go. Oh, yeah. The power of man, y'all. Man has to be strong enough. Wait, if you go all by yourself, that has to be all right. Some of us like to keep tabs on folks because we like to control. That's our control. But are you strong enough to let go? There are some that are going to leave you. There are some that are going to stay with you. But are you strong enough to let those that want to leave you leave and let those that want to stay, stay? Because everybody ain't that strong. You try to leave some people, they turn into stalkers. Because they want to go get you back. But if you're going to be a man, you got to be able to let go. You got to be able to say, I'll go if I have to go all by myself. And you don't have to worry because God and life is going to test you. If you say you're a preacher, you might have to preach all by yourself. If you say that you're in love, then you might have to break off a relationship and just keep walking all by yourself. If you had friends, friends may leave you, and you may have to go all by yourself. But when you let them go, you got to be strong enough to still be loving and still be kind and still be merciful and still be graceful and not be bitter and not be angry and not be full of malice or animosity. Can you just let them walk away and still be secure enough in yourself to have a smile on your face? Because if you are not happy with you and you alone, if you can't be by yourself and be at peace, then you're not a real man yet. The problem with some of us is that we always got to have a crowd. We always got to have somebody. But if you can't be who you are all by yourself, don't try to be nobody husband. Don't try to be nobody daddy. Don't try to be nobody friend. Don't try to be nobody worker. If you're going to be a man, you got to be a man all by yourself. Even if everybody walks away from you, even if everybody turn their back on you, even if everybody take your stuff and go somewhere else, a man has to be powerful. Oh, I've learned that. That's a tough lesson to learn. But I'm strong enough to let you go. I'm strong enough to let you stay. This man understood that when you get that itching in you, that there's nothing I can do to satisfy you. You're always going to have a problem with something. You're always going to be irritated by something. You're always going to be at odds about something. So the best thing for me to do is to be strong enough to let you go. And if anybody can walk away from you, like they say, let them walk. No, you're trying to hang on to folks. No, if they can walk away from you, let them walk. Now, you say, well, maybe I'll squeeze them a little. No, if they can walk away from you. Think about it now. You're loving, you're kind, and you're doing all you can, and they can walk away from you. If they can turn their back and walk away from you, knowing what trials you're in, knowing the battles you are fighting, knowing what you've been through together, knowing what you're up against, knowing what's coming against you, and if they can turn their backs on you and walk away, the best thing for you to do is let them walk. You will drive yourself crazy trying to make somebody stay that want to go. You'll drive yourself crazy trying to make somebody love you that don't want to love you, care for you that don't want to care for you. If they can walk away, well, I'm going to come and get you because some folks don't like the way I pastor because the way I pastor is I accept all resignations. I accept every one of them. If you can leave, leave. If you can walk away, walk away. If you can get mad and upset, get mad and get upset. But I'm a man. And whether you stay or whether you go Sunday morning, I've got to be in the place that God called me to be. I've got to be on my knees where God called me to be. I've got to be in worship where God called me to be. And if you can walk away, the best thing for me to do is to just let you walk. Because it's driving me crazy trying to get you to stay. And some of you are about crazy today. Not because you're not loving, not because you're not kind, but because you're trying to get somebody to do something they don't want to do. You're trying to get them to like something that they don't want to like. You're trying to get them to embrace something that they don't want to embrace. To embrace the mandate, a man's got to be strong. A man's got to know how to walk alone. A man got to know how to pay bills all by himself. A real man got to know how to get it done himself. A real man got to know how to pat himself on the back. Encourage himself in the Lord. If he fall down, a real man got to know how to get back up again. A real man got to have enough power to love you and let you go. Yeah. I didn't say hate you and kick you out. No, I said love you and let you go. That's the power of man. And I didn't run behind you because I didn't love you. I didn't run behind you because it wasn't in your best interest or my best interest. Because when you want to go, the best thing for you to do, you got that itching, you need to go. You got that itching. Some of y'all raised children who get that itching. Got free lights, free mortgage, free insurance, free bologna in the refrigerator, but they still got that itching. And they gotta go. Let them go. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Has anybody tried to hang on to somebody that wanted to go? Tell me what it was like coming home, living in a house with somebody that want to go, some child, some person that really want to be somewhere else. Every day was an argument. Every day was walking on eggshell. We have to be strong enough to come to the conclusion and say, look here, both of us can't live here together. We have to be like Abraham and talk to Lot and look, the whole land is before you. If you go that way, I'll go this way. Because a real man understands that what I'm after is peace. And if I can't have no peace with you, I need to have me some peace without you. But I need my peace. A real man. See, a man is not like a woman. We kind of cut and dry. We kind of logical. Sometimes mama be like, baby, don't go. Baby, stay. You know that boy don't know what he's doing. A man be like, he made his bed, let him lie in it. You grown? Go ahead. Get your own mortgage. Get your own insurance. Let life teach you. Because it's better for me because I'm a real man. And you can't just handle no real man. I don't want to go there any kind of way. Because some of us ain't been saved all our lives. We love the Lord now. But if you keep trying me, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. The power was in letting him go, y'all. The place and the presence after the boy went, look what he said. Look what happened in verse 20. And he arose, came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. The place in the presence of man. The boy came to himself, the Bible says. This man understood that. But the boy came home. If the man wouldn't have been in place when the boy came home, the boy would have still been lost. Fellas, we got to be in place. Don't let nobody move you out your place. If the man was not in place and the boy came home, it would have been too late. Fellas, we got to be in place. We got to give these young brothers something to come home to. They ought to know where to find you. Daddy, your children ought to know how to find you. They may be hard-headed and rebellious, but they need to know where you at. Because you can go as far as you want to go, but if I know where my daddy at, it doesn't matter how lost I get if I know where my daddy at. It doesn't matter what I get engaged in if I know where my daddy at. If I can make it back to my daddy, I know I'm going to be all right. We got to give some hope to these young brothers, not by telling them everything, not by beating them over their head, but if I could just be in place. If I could just say you know where to find me and you know where I'm at, and when you get through doing whatever you feel like doing, I'm going to be right here. You know where to find me. You ain't never lost because you know where to find me. And how many young brothers out there don't know how to find their daddy? Oh, I wish some of them would have found their daddy before they committed that robbery. I wish some of them would have found their daddy before they hung out on the street corner. I wish some of them would have found their daddy before they got in a fight, before they dropped out of school. I wish daddy would have been in place so at least they would have had some place to come home to. Everybody make mistakes. Everybody falls short. All of us stumble and all of us fail. But as long as we got somebody in place, the problem is not your failure. The problem is daddy ain't in place. We need a man in place. I say we need a man in place. I say we need a man in place. Our brothers need a man in place. I didn't say he need mama to be in place. He ain't gonna grow up to be no woman. He's gonna grow up to be a man. If he's gonna be a man, he need a man in place. Get in your place. Quit crying over what your baby mama did and get in place. Quit crying about how the job treated you and get in place. Quit crying about who backbited, who lied to you, and be a man and get in place. Quit crying about how you was raised and get in place. Man up. Get in place. Get to the head of the line to pay bills. Monitor your home. Monitor your children. Stand guard over your house. Be in place. I don't need you to know everything. I just need you in place. Too many brothers out of place. Too many brothers can't be found. Too many brothers were nowhere around. And all these young brothers just looking for a way home. And when they got home, they couldn't find that and L. So they did the best they could. You need to be in place. I don't care how many times you failed. You all right now? Get in place. I don't care what mountain you got to climb. Get in place. I don't care what valley you got to crawl through. Get in place. I don't care how far you've drifted. Get in place. There's a young man out there that's looking for daddy to be in place. Quit leaving them children with mama. That boy ain't gonna grow up to be no mama. He's gonna grow up to be a man. And he need to walk with a man. And he need to talk with a man. And he need to feel the presence of a man. And he need to listen to a man. And he need to be able to follow the example of a man. If we can get some brothers in place, if we can get some men in place, if we can get some men in the right spot. And the Bible says that you are the light of the world. And all you got to do is light up, brothers. If you light up, I promise you somebody will see you. All you got to do is light up. Husbands, love your wife like Christ loved the church and light up. Fathers, don't provoke your children to anger. Light up. Be in place. That makes a child angry. Don't you think children have feelings? Don't you think children feel? You're riding around sporting a car and ain't even gave them no school clothes money. You're around here looking like you're a big shot and know that's your child. And won't even buy no milk. What kind of man are you? Here you are around here, you know that's your child. You know you was there. Look just like you. And gonna act like you ain't have nothing to do with it. Be a man. Our children are angry. If you don't believe they're angry, just look at the news. How can you beat somebody over a pair of tennis shoes? That's pinned up anger. How can you shoot somebody over a necklace? That's pinned up anger. I'm mad because my daddy didn't do for me what others' daddies did for their children. And I want to be somebody. And I want to make something out of my life. But my daddy didn't even care enough about me to even buy me a pair of shoes. Didn't even come to my schoolhouse. What kind of man are you? If a man won't take care of his own, he's worse than an infidel. What kind of man are you? What kind of man are you? That child don't need money. That child don't need you to buy them everything. What that child needs is you to be in place. And they need your presence in their life. I am convinced that some of our young girls wouldn't be so gullible if daddy would have been home. And if daddy would have hugged them. And if daddy would have took them on a date. And if daddy would have been their provider. I'm convinced they wouldn't be so gullible. And don't get upset with them when they go for the worst thing out there. Won't finish school, won't work, won't do nothing, cussing everybody out. But here you are, you're going to go fall in love with them. If they had a daddy at home to show them what real love was, they would look at daddy and say, nah, that ain't it. But when you ain't never had love, when you ain't never had a hug, when you ain't never had a sit down at the table with daddy, you don't know what love looks like. Children do what children do. Children do what children do. But daddy's supposed to be there. Daddy's supposed to be in place. The place of daddy. This man was a man. Because no matter what his son did, he was still in place. When his son came to himself, there was no doubt in his mind, daddy gonna still be in place. I may cut the food, but when I get through cutting the food, daddy is gonna be in place. I may go out here and do something real stupid, but daddy, I can count on daddy. Daddy coming home every day. Daddy bringing a paycheck every day. Daddy gonna be right. Oh my God. Good, good. You have to embrace the mandate. You want to be a man? Quit looking hard and get in place. Because I'm going to tell you, and some of these brothers will tell you, it's hard. Oh, don't think that there's some kind of game out here. Being a man ain't easy. It's hard to be in place. When you're dealing with baby mama drama, because every baby mama ain't right. Some of them ain't needed, they just greedy. I understand all about it. And it's hard to be in place with all these other distractions going on. But you got to be a real man. And you got to say, like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. Mama can trip, I ain't moving. Children can go crazy, I ain't moving. Job can act funny, I ain't moving. I shall not be moved. If you bad, move this man. I wish you would move this man. Jump, you know how we used to say, jump on somebody your own size. I will not be moved, Adam. This is my place. 14280 Gaskin Circle, that's my house. I wish you would come try to run my house. I shall not be moved. I don't care what I do, I shall not be moved. I could fall flat on my face, but when I get home, I'm the king of this castle. I did not give up my kingship. I shall not be moved. The place. We gotta go. The place. If we gonna get brothers, and if we gonna reach men, ain't no man wanna be no punk. You wimpy. Don't stand up for nothing. Who wanna be like you? Be a man. Stand up for something. Get in your place and hold your ground. And if you have to fight everything around you, hold your ground. Like they said, like when they was fighting, when y'all saw the movie Gladiator, when the attack came against them, what his name, Maximus Decimus Meridius, he yelled out and said, "Hold!" And the assault got stronger, he said, "Hold!" And the stroke got coming stronger, he said, "Hold!" And that's what I need to tell some brothers in your household. Even though the attack is coming, hold! She wants you to sleep on the couch, but hold! She ain't talking to you this week, but hold! Children ain't doing what you want them to do, but hold! Might be a little funny, but hold! 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 Hold your ground! Hold your ground! Hold your ground! Hold your ground! Hold! Don't you be overran! Don't you be overwhelmed! You hold! Be a man! You were designed to take licks. You were designed to get hit hard. You were designed for pressure. Hold. Well, if I could talk to every brother in here, I'd tell you individually, hold. Hold. Hold your crown. This man stayed in place. Held his ground. He embraced the mandate. Now, last thing, I know I got to go. I'm home. Now, when we look at God's man, look at what happens. He stands his ground. The son comes home. He's got another son who's mad and who's angry. We talked about him last week because he thought all the music and the laughter meant that his daddy loved the other son more than he loved him. And his daddy had to make it plain to him and say, "Son, everything I got is yours. You don't have to be upset because I kill a little cow for your brother. The whole field belongs to you." But look at it, his presence. He held his place. Brothers, you don't have to know everything, and you don't have to have a whole lot of money. God has blessed you with the presence. Just your presence. I remember when we was young, I had a little Jackson 5 records, the 45s. And the 33s. My sisters and brothers remember it because mama used to go to Winn-Dixie. And when she went to Winn-Dixie, we opened up the stereo, pull the records from where we hid them, put the little penny on the needle. "When I had you to myself, I didn't take you around." Huh. Y'all remember? But when that brown and white station wagon pulled up in the yard, the presence, the record player shut down. We hid the records back under there, and we sat around like we didn't do nothing wrong. Why? Didn't say a word, just the presence. Brothers, just your presence. Little joker come around, want to talk to your daughter. You ain't got to say nothing. Just show up. Just your presence. Just the fact that you are there. See, this daddy's presence. This man's presence. Look at him. He knows what to do. One son leaves. He never went looking for him. It's not recorded in the Bible. Another son get angry, but that son, the man went to him. Isn't that something? One leaves And it's not recorded that he ever went looking for him. The other one gets mad and angry, but he go looking for him. And he puts his presence in both of their lives. Because the man knows some of you got to come back home on your own. He know that. Some of you, your attitude's so bad. You got to learn all by yourself. A hard head make a soft behind. You ain't gonna get it through lectures. You need to make up your mind that you got to come home by yourself. And some of us need to quit dragging people back home. Now, some people need to come by themselves. Some people need to repent by themselves. Look at it. Because his presence is the presence of grace. His presence is the presence of acceptance. His presence is the presence of, you all right with me. I got enough grace for you. But my grace for you is going to require you to come back home. I'm not running after you, because you need to get it together on your own and come back home. But this other son, no, I need to go talk to you, because you've been with me and you're just a little confused right now. So I just need, you didn't leave home. The one that left home need to come back home. But since you didn't leave home, you're still in my presence. I need to talk with you. If we stay in his presence, sometime God just talk to us. Huh? But when we leave, sometimes God says, I'll wait for you to get back. Brothers, folks who stay with you, when they get confused, go talk to them. Go try to make it plain. Help them to understand. Folks that just get an attitude and leave, just tell them, I'll be here when you get back. That's grace. His presence is the presence of grace. Man, your presence in your home should be the presence of grace. Everything in there should know that if I'm not accepted anywhere else, there's a man whose presence means grace. Some of us don't understand how valuable that is, to be able to go somewhere and just be accepted. Brothers, our presence is supposed to be the presence of grace. It's not supposed to be the presence of judgment. Not the presence of condemnation. It's the presence of grace. It's the presence of where you're at. Okay, let's get it together. No matter what you do, I want you to always know that you got somebody on your side. If you don't feel like working on you right now and you want to go in the far country, I'll be here when you get back. But when you get back, you got somebody willing to work for you. Oh, how valuable that is. Because sometimes brothers throw their nose in the air and start bragging about their cars and their titles and their positions and what they got and what they don't have. But oh, if there can just be a little brother who say, I know a man that I can go to. And he know what I did, but you know what? He don't care. He don't care where I've been. He don't care where I've been through. He don't care what I've been up against. He's willing to embrace me just like I am. I got a place where I am accepted. I don't have to run to the street corner, and I don't have to run to the hustle game. I know a place where I could be accepted just like I am. I know a place where my past will not be held against me. I know where a man is whose presence represents grace. That's what God did for you. He gave you a place of grace. How are we going to reach men? We're going to give them a place of grace. We're going to give them the presence of amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Grace. How are we going to reach them? We're going to take off our egos. Take off our machoism. We're going to quit down in one another. And we're going to accept one another in brotherly love. And who can turn away from love? Who can run away from love? When the presence of grace is here. And we're going to say, it's all right. You're going to be just fine. You in trouble? Grace is here. You don't know what to do? Grace is here. Because God's man, presence, means something.
Yes, it does.
It's the presence of grace. And brothers, I want us to become so in tune with God and so in tune with grace that wherever you go, your presence changes the atmosphere. Oh, don't tell me it's not possible. It's possible. Because we need you, men. First, I need you in your house. Then I need you in the church. And I don't need you here looking cool. I need a man that can worship. A man who's secure enough with himself to lift his hands and tell the Lord, thank you. Because you can say what you want, and every time these young men see me with my hands lifted up, don't tell me that. Don't do something to them. Because I've seen a lot of women worship, but I haven't seen a lot of men worship. And I'm a worshiper. I'm just like David. I dance before the Lord. But when a battle come, I'll pull my sword and I'll take you out, baby. Don't play with me. I'm a worshiper and a warrior. I know how to praise and I know how to fight. I'm God's man. Because God's man make a difference. When God's man show up, things begin to change. There was a widow in the Bible, said, all I got is a handful of meal and a little bit of oil. I'm going to make a little cake for me and my son, and we're going to eat it, and we're going to die. But God's man showed up, said, make a little bit for me first. And the meal never ran out. The oil never failed. Oh, don't tell me about God's man. Lot was taken captive by five kings. Taken away from his home, but God's man Abraham got word that his nephew Lot was captured. And when God's man showed up, God's man rescued Lot, took back the spoils, and received them all back to himself. God's man makes a difference. the children of Israel were surrounded one day by the Ammonites, the Hittites, and the Ammonites, and God's man called for a fast and stood before the Lord. And Jehoshaphat said, Lord, thou art God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. And when God's man prayed, the Bible says upon Jehaziel came the spirit of the Lord in the camp of Israel and said, you don't need to fight in this battle. For this is not your battle, but this is God's battle. Don't tell me. Children of Israel were in Egypt. And then God's man showed up and said, Pharaoh, God said, let my people go. Don't tell me what God's man can't do. God's man makes a difference. You remember the Shunammite woman? Had a child, had a heat stroke, and God's man was sitting under a tree chilling. And she ran to him, told her husband, it is well. Get me a wagon and get me a mule. I got to find God's man. And when she found him and she said, I need you to come back to my house. And the boy laid on the bed and died. But when God's man showed up, stretched himself out on the lad, and the lad sneezed seven times. Don't tell me. Don't tell me your presence don't make a difference. God's man presence. And when you was lost, and when I was lost, and when I was on my way to hell, and when I had hell in sight, and when I couldn't get right, oh, I wasn't just lost, I was very lost. I wasn't just on my way to somewhere, no, I was on my way to hell. Yeah. But down through 40 and two generations, God's man showed up on the scene and said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He hath anointed me to preach the gospel. And when God's man showed up, sin had left a crimson stain, but he washed it white as snow. Oh, don't underestimate the presence of God's man. You don't have to be a preacher to be God's man. You don't even have to be a teacher to be God's man. All you got to do is be saved, sanctified, born again. I'm God's man. I'm not everything I ought to be, not everything I want to be, but one thing for sure, I am God's man. And if I am jacked up, then I'm God's jacked up man. If I'm crazy, then I'm God's crazy man. I'm God. Whoever I am, I belong to God. Brothers, you're God's man. Don't let nobody move you out your place. You're God's man. Don't let nobody push you aside. Don't let nobody shun you. Don't let nobody devalue you. You're God's man. Get in place. Your presence makes a difference. God's man's presence always makes a difference. And don't be in place bitter, mean and mad. Be in there full of grace. Live with your wives according to knowledge and give them honor as the weaker vessel. We know they're crazy. Some of them sat down on that one. But if I got to stay in place, you better stay in place too. It ain't easy. It ain't easy. I know. Bread, $2.79 a loaf, it ain't easy. Milk, way up there, $4, $5. And you ain't got no WIC coupons? It ain't easy. Stay in place. You want a cheerleader, but she tired today, and she got her own cares and her own worry. Don't you trip. Stay in place. Stay in place. And quit talking about what everybody else doing. You be who God called you to be. Quit talking about what you pay. You were going to do that anyway. You were going to do that. You were going to have a car note if you didn't have nobody. You was going to have to pay for electricity if you didn't have nobody. Quit throwing. Be a man. Be in place. There are going to be days that you're going to be exhorted and be made to feel like a king. Cherish those days. For real though, cuz, for real. Cherish. Because there's going to be some days like that. And it's going to be some days where you're going to feel like nothing you do is appreciated. And that's when you're going to say stuff like what the crackhead do. And what you could be doing and how you could be going home drunk and how you could be there. Don't forget about all that. You ain't finna do all that, no way. Because that ain't you. It's going to be days like that. But remember, battery has negative and a positive post. That's how you get power. I got negative and I got positive. That's what makes me powerful. No, you ain't dealing with no boy. Tell them, brothers, you ain't dealing with no boy. And don't say it like we say it in church. Tell them like you want to tell them. I'm a grown behind man.
Come on, somebody.
I'm God's man. Love me or leave me. I'm God's man. And I appreciate what God has done for me. You're God's man. Stand with me. You're God's man. Forget about the criteria of the world. You're not the world's man. You're God's man. Forget about who say you measure up or don't measure up. You ain't they man. You're God's man. As long as he's happy with me, I see the blessings are still coming. I see they still running me down. I still got peace like a river. I still got joy unspeakable and full of glory. God must be still with me. You're not going to make everybody happy. Sometimes you're not going to even satisfy yourself. You're going to even say, I should have did this. And you're going to beat yourself up some, but you're God's man. If God got a problem with you, trust me. He'll let you know. Trust me. If God got a problem with you, he'll let you know. Be in place. Father, we thank you. We embrace the sweet, the bitter mandate of God's man. Our desire is to be endued with power, to be in place so that our presence can change the atmosphere. Sometimes we stumble, sometimes we fail, but we're still your man. Thank you for grace, because even we need a father to run home to sometimes. Even we need a place to go to be accepted. When we've encouraged all those around us, encouraged children and spouses and family, even your man need a place to run to and be accepted. Thank you for always being there. Thank you for leading us, for guiding us, for directing us. We give you the glory, the honor, and all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. If you hear your name,